Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. We're going to drag ass through this one. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan in the bunker. Creepy E is here in Big Dick Toledo rolling right along as we cruise into the furnace that is happening this week. It is rough. You can feel it. Like the freeway this morning, everybody was going like 54. Like everybody's moving slow.
I was just talking to Brett about it. I'm like, yeah. I don't think I even want to go swimming this weekend. No. It might be too hot to swim.
Yeah, it's warm outside. If you stand in it, you got to be way down in the water. And then if you're, just the sun touching you right now is no fun, but it's hot. And that's why we're here, though. You know, we take a couple weeks of this, we deal with it, and we move on. It's not snow. You don't have to shovel it. We have air conditioning. We'll get around it, but it is. Yeah, yesterday was just a couple minutes out there. I had to go grab something in the front yard. I'm like, whoa. It's a punch in the face when you open a door. So, yeah, but I couldn't, like, everybody's kind of, like, got that look on their face. Like, we're all kind of candles right now. We're doing the little melting thing. The freeway is barely moving. Brady, you're lucky you're out there. It's just everybody's going about 12, 15 miles an hour slower than normal. Nobody wants to speed. Everybody's kind of sitting in that very slow, methodical way of living life. And then the crazy one, this motorcycle guy went by us this morning. Screamed by, and I'm like, oh, he's insane. I don't know how you can even...
Crotch rocket?
How can the air...
Trying to cool himself off.
Yeah, he was trying to stay cool, but he was just blowing more and more hot air on him. So we're all in it. Everybody's fine. This is one thing we can say. We'll get through it together. Not like that COVID, which is the opposite. I've hated that from day one. We'll get through this together. No, stop saying that. We're going to get through this separate and singularly. We'll do it alone and apart because you can't get through it together.
Good time to stay home.
Yeah, get away from everybody and get through it. That's the key. And then sports trying to come back, and it's just you can't get through a day without either terrible news in sports or somebody doing something stupid. And we were all talking about the DeSean Jackson thing for the Eagles. He posted some – I saw them as anti-everybody quotes. They keep saying anti-Semitic, and it's like, okay, I guess, but he
– He's got some issues at DeSean Jackson.
People have pointed his quotes to Hitler. Turns out it's not Hitler. It's more than likely Louis Farrakhan. And he put it on his Instagram page. He took a photo of it, highlighted the parts, and put it on his Instagram, and it said, because the white Jew knows the Negroes are real children of Israel, and to keep America secret, the Jews will blackmail America. I'm like, well, that's an interesting, like, even if you're, like, buying into that as you read it, even if you're just sitting there going, hey, yeah, the last thing you should do as a sane person is highlight it, photograph it, and share it with Instagrams.
That's what you really have to think about. It's like, what went through his mind when he was posting that? Did he think that it was going to get a good response?
I'm going to tell you what went through his mind. They will extort America. Their plan for world domination. It won't work if the Negroes know who they are and who they were. The white citizens of America will be terrified to know that all of this time they've been mistreating and discriminating and lynching the children of Israel. And I'm going to highlight that and show that on Instagram. Meanwhile, you know who I feel sorry for? That weird kid in South Philly, the white one, who's got a DeSean Jackson jersey. Who's like, oh.
Crap, what do I do now?
He hates me. I don't get it.
The weird Jewish kid?
Yeah, the weird, kind of the odd Jewish kid who's not really athletic, but he's always had a hero in DeSean Jackson, and he's got his jersey.
Why are you throwing away the jersey?
I just don't like him anymore. I don't want to talk about it. Come on, we're a DeSean Jackson family. You guys don't have Instagram. He sounds like he's 80. He's a kid. You don't have the Instagram. It's not good what DeSean's saying. It's just not.
The only thing I can think is the time we had Brandon T. Jackson in, and he was telling us his lineage to the
Yeah, but that was more just like Egyptian.
The chosen family.
Nobody knew what the hell he was saying. He was insane. And his lineage back, and it could all be traced back to the Egyptians, and it wasn't the Jews, and nobody's
one
chosen.
True family.
Right. One true family was the real chosen tribe of God, and it's not Jews, it's this, and he's part of it. And there was some comet he went nuts about, and he told us we had like 14 days. You mark my words, 14 days, you'll see what I'm seeing. I knew this would happen last night on the plane. I'm like, all right.
Well. It's pretty wild.
Did he look like he was on drugs or anything? I was in the other room. Were his eyes red?
He was normal. He was fine at first and then just went bananas with...
But he can go in depth. It was interesting.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. I put zero merit on it while he was here because, he was just trying to use buzz phrases to religion to make you think that he had some deeper knowledge of... he talks to...
And he's a chosen one.
Right. He was one of them that got to speak to some of the deities. He was nuts. Yeah. Percy was crazy.
Yeah, isn't that what we just used to call those people?
Nuts. We don't do that anymore. And the judgment, you know, in this day and age, you can't have special ed. You can't say, you're a crazy person. I'm going to ignore what you say next. But now people who are crazy not only have a platform, have a bullhorn to scream it out in their social media, and they get heard. And then you can't say, well, they're nuts, because then they'll cancel you from Netflix for being against crazy people. By the way, everybody who thinks that the petition to get rid of – and it's got legs. I don't know how this happened. The movie Split, which is okay. It's a good movie. Not great.
Yeah.
Not amazing. You could ignore it. I think you could safely ignore it in your life, and it wouldn't be impactful at all. The petition to get it removed from Netflix because of the way it treats people with mental disorders and, you know, makes – I didn't watch that movie and think, well, everybody with this – every.
I thought it was a great acting job.
Yeah, I thought it was really good by James McAvoy. But I thought to myself, he's crazy. I didn't think, oh, well, everyone's crazy then, if that's the case. But I do think that everyone who has multiple personalities and one's murderous, we should keep an eye on that. I think that's pretty safe. I think that's called sink or swim. That's a real survival mechanism. And I went to the movies, and I didn't start thinking, well, everybody with multiple personalities is a murderer. But I did think to myself, everyone with a multiple personality or schizophrenia or anything like that should probably be looked after. I did think that there's a facility that should house that. But instead, we choose to say, Netflix, we should probably take this off because it's giving people a bad perception of folks who are crazy.
Well, what I would do if I was DeSean Jackson is get a CTE test right
away. Immediately say
you've got it. Check that brain out, and then you can go, listen, my brain is falling off. Yeah. That's the problem.
I read and highlight terrible things. It turns out it's a side effect of my CTE. I'm very
You've got
smart.
An out, man. Yeah, yeah. You've got an out.
I would scream CTE every time I spoke and goofed. And if I was at McDonald's and I'm like, This order is wrong, bitch.
I'm like, I know who you are. You're the guy for the Cardinals.
Oh, I've got the... ow! Headache!
My brain!
It would be constant CTE screaming. If my wife, I'd call her horrible names. It would be like having Tourette's. Pretending to have Tourette's would be a great idea. You dumb whore! Sorry, it's the CTE / Tourette's I've got. I didn't mean it, but it felt good. It felt real good. We've lost it. And crazy people who are upset about Split, it's not your turn. Not right now. You're not allowed to pile on right now. Don't do it. You can have it's the black people's turn right now. They can be as angry as they want, but let's calm down. If you're in a group of people that feel like, you know, something's going wrong, it's not the time to pile on. It's certainly not the time to pick a movie like Split and get mad about it now. If you were mad about it 5 years ago, I get it, but now no. It's on Netflix. You have to click on it to watch it.
What about Glass? Is that one all right?
Glass is so boring. Look, if you can watch the movie, more power to you.
Okay.
Oh, it's boring.
Yeah, it is slow.
So boring.
I'll give you that.
It's 45 minutes in one room talking.
Yeah, and then the ending.
Oh, it's boring.
Didn't really live up to the build up
at all.
It only takes one multi personality person in real life to spawn all these other stories. Because when I was at Ohio University, there's a guy named Billy Milligan who was on trial. He was up at the mental health center, and he had multiple personalities. And one of those personalities, I think, murdered his mom.
Oh.
But he spoke different. It's an interesting
John's story. Right. You got to watch
these
guys.
Keep an eye on these folks, because my friend that had a massive split personality issue tried to kill himself because the voices in his head told him that his presence on Earth – if he couldn't stop people from having sex, which was would make the Earth fall off its axis. So the voice in his head told him, you know what you should do is like carve your head off as an example.
It's a red flag.
And he took a knife and he started to saw his own head off, but he couldn't get all the way through. Yeah.
And I don't know what happened to them when they were younger or if they were just born that
chemical
way.
Imbalance. Yeah.
I don't know, but they need help.
That part doesn't bother me. What's going on right now? Because I'm not going to sit and go, oh, look at that poor little guy cutting his own head off. I wonder what happened to him when he was younger. I'm like, no, run! I don't care what happened to you when you were younger if you've got a knife and your own head's coming off. I'm not concerned about your past. That's a psychiatrist's
job.
Yep, that's
right?
That's the job of the place you're going to spend a lot of time if you make it through the head chopping.
Although, John, you do look at some weird photos. So.
Sure, I do. I look at, but if I started to go,
you just don't.
Yes, me and John believe these photos should come to life. Don't you think so? I do. Me too.
Then you've got something. You can.
I just thought you might want to see the live show. I didn't know.
No, I would never want to watch things. Yeah, if pimple popping is akin to murder to you, then maybe we should have you check.
No, you're talking about you have, like, people's arms hanging off.
Yeah, medical
and, like,
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, disgusting, bloody messes.
I saw a kid get hit by a car yesterday. I had to take Larry to the hospital because his back was so bad he couldn't move. So I'm like, Larry, I'm taking you. You got to go. Because he was laying down. He couldn't get up. And I'm like, yeah, I understand this pain, so we're going. I'm going to load you up. You're going. So I drove him over to the hospital. On our way over, there's a car stopped in the middle of, I think it was Miller Road. Taillights are flashing. And we go by, and there's some kid laying in the road. I'm like, oh, my God, I think he got hit by this car. And he's crying. He's in a Metallica shirt, so probably a listener. Go get him, kid. Blood all over his arm. He's hitting that hot pavement. And I'm like, yeah, that lady hit him with the car. And as we're kind of going by it, because Larry was bad, we couldn't stop to help, but somebody was already there helping. The windshield was shattered. This kid got hit hard. He rolled up and smashed it, and I'm like, man, oh, man. Did I want to get out and, like, be part of it? No. I don't want to touch someone else's blood because, I personally think most people are gross.
You just rolled down the window to
set
the photos.
No, didn't do a thing. Just rolled by, looked, and went, yeah, he got smashed pretty good. Well, that's someone else's job. All I'm going to do is be another cook in the kitchen. When I saw that lady's head fall off on the freeway that time, and all that blood was shooting in that car, and it was like a fountain, like a red Bellagio fountain. So I pulled over on the freeway because I was the first one there. I'm like, well, I should probably help. And then I saw that, and I said, I can't. I don't know where to touch. I'm going to leave. And I left. Because what am I going to do?
You're not good at quilting, so that's not going to help you there.
I'm just not good at pinching off the whatever. I'm going to cause more problems. I would probably, my first move in that situation would have been to find the head and try to just gently place it back on like she was a porcelain figurine. That would have. That's the first thing I'd have done. I know where the head was.
Do you have any towels in your car to maybe mop up some blood?
No. Again, my towels, your blood, not happening. But
you can get new towels.
Yeah, those are. If I'm carrying them around, I like them. And plop that head back on there. And plus, it's too late. If your head's not on, I'm not going to be
the guy. There were other people in the car.
They got that. Yeah, but they were. I don't know what they were. They were probably pretty traumatized and going to lash out. So I left. Called the police. I got that started. I was in the whole trial situation for a little while.
Now, if you had CPR training or anything like that.
Not a lot you can do with somebody's head's off. Just blow into their head. Pretty much just. You know what I did? You know what I did?
The other people.
You know what I did? As my medical. No, they didn't.
You're just focusing on the headless
person.
That's
what you tend to do.
I'd help, but he has no head.
Yeah, that's,
focusing on the wrong one. The other ones are you right. Can save, man.
But if that's going on in there, I don't want to know the rest of it. And plus, by the way, also not qualified to internally investigate you.
So you're no hero.
Not my job.
John.
No. And also, it's never been said, like, thank God that radio guy came back and gently placed her head back on his spot because that saved her. Like, what are the odds of that after that? Never happens. More than likely it would be, and they're probably going to sue the guy that pulled over and started to move them around.
Maybe you didn't see it right. Maybe it was like she had some ketchup.
No.
Just kind of flew up in the air.
If a Heinz ketchup facility exploded, it would be less red.
Ah.
It was a lot of blood. And it was
a gallon
spraying out. It lives in my head. But yeah, I mean, can I see it and not get sick? Yes. But through my vast medical knowledge, I assessed her death. I looked at my watch and said, time of death, 4:57 a.m.
Now, what about somebody going into like a lake? Because we always hear the hero stories of people jumping in and saving them.
Seeing
like,
somebody struggling?
Like a car goes in there. Would you dive in?
How deep is the lake? Can I see the top of the car?
Yeah,
then I get in there.
You get in there?
Yeah. Because that's borderline. Like, standing
but it's
water.
Sinking. It's going down.
No. I'm out. That because you know
I'm diving in because the ratings and recognition
great
would
on
just
you.
Be awesome.
I think the ratings and recognition are great as they are. I have more faith in my abilities as a host of a radio show than ever to save a life. That's something Mo has to think about.
To be a superhero tag.
Yeah, Mo has to think about, Jesus, I need to save someone's life to make this thing work. We don't have to worry about that. And then if you know anything about water and sinking and things like that, usually something sinking that heavy causes a vortex will pull you in. You're just more problems than you are anything else. So I try to stay out of the way of the professionals and not cause more trouble. Too many cooks in the kitchen, you know? I'll definitely be the guy sounding the alarm. Hey, there's trouble.
You did save your wife's life with the choking.
Yeah, because it was right there. That's easy. Those are easy. I'm not going to not save a life, but I'm not going to put myself in peril.
It like better be convenient.
If Megan was choking if Megan was choking and swinging a samurai sword, she'd be dead today. So I'm not going to go over there. I'm like, what do you do? Why are you stabbing at the air with that? It's dangerous.
I do like that one story, Muhammad Ali, with the guy that was going to kill himself. He got up there to talk to him.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty neat, though, if you got that kind of juice. Hi, I'm Muhammad Ali.
You're standing on the ledge about to jump.
I don't think you should do this.
You're not going to float like a butterfly.
This is crazy. Up on this ledge, I think you're crazy.
Are you Muhammad Ali?
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to meet you. So you just made my day tougher.
I wonder what happened to that dude.
Why don't you come in off that ledge? Let's have a coffee.
Yeah, you can't kill yourself if Muhammad Ali's up there.
Yeah, what are the odds he's there, though?
Yeah, you're going to get an autograph at
least. Hey, champ, can you get up there?
But now, had he, you know, had that been a thing, if I was in an office building, like, you know, Muhammad Ali's in the building, I'm like, I know how we can meet him. Watch this. What are you doing? Open that window.
Well, watch luckily this. That didn't happen.
Mm-mm. No, it isn't a straw man argument that you can shoot holes in. Sure, I like looking at medical procedures. But do I like to watch people's heads come off for no reason whatsoever? No, I like when doctors are in charge of the bloody parts. I'm always fascinated by sewing a hand back on. I think that's amazing when you consider all the tendons and things like that. It's unreal. I'm in touch with the human form. I have no problem with what's inside of us. It doesn't make me sick. Periods are the only thing that really just disgust me to no end.
Apparently gushing blood's not your thing.
Gushing blood, I don't mind. Coming out of there, something ain't right.
Either your neck or your
I just think you should go to a doctor.
Genitals.
Yeah, I think, yeah, your bloody genitals are tough. Unless you did it to yourself. Then I can look. Because I'm like, well, this idiot did it to himself. What's the end result? But if it's just your body, just vomit.
You don't like it seeing coming out of that gully.
Yeah, I don't think vomit or natural just expulsions. Why? Seems like a mistake. There's a flaw in the blueprint. That little 2-meter hole. Womp rats, all that. I don't get that. That one doesn't make sense. It's not natural, ladies. It's just not a natural thing. Anyway, good luck to y'all.
Well, there's a family in Florida. They got an extra bonus firework explosion. Lady gave birth to a baby on their pontoon boat as they're
lighting fireworks. Good. More Floridians. That's what we need.
Yeah.
That's Florida what we need.
Style.
Another Floridian.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Another Floridian
baby on deck.
You know, with a story about how maybe DeSean Jackson was right. Ugh. I can't tell if he hates white people or white Jewish people or like what about
I think it was mainly the Jews
black
he was going
Jewish
after.
People or what about them?
Yeah, I don't know
because I have a black Jewish friend. Is he included in DeSean Jackson's craziness? Just said white Jews.
He's got a beef,
and they've made a pact with America. How come all these pacts with America have happened racially, and never once have I been like informed as a white man? You know. You know we're getting next. Like, I don't know what the plan. It's not this big conspiracy to like they've made a pact to keep it to where nobody knows that Jesus is true chosen people. Well, that's Jesus's fault. If Jesus didn't let the people know who the real chosen people are, that's his fault. He's got to put that down clearer.
Apparently, there's a lot of confusing things with the religion because they can't get it all straight.
No.
People are fighting over what this means, that means.
Who's chosen? Who's
yeah,
this?
We're going to break off. All right. No, I don't believe that. So we're breaking off on our own.
Just
thing.
Have to think a clearer, more concise book would have been in order. And that just proves to me that you're not a very good Jesus.
Can't he just come down and clear it all up?
Look, yes. Can you cliff notes this
we
thing?
We can all be chosen.
All right. Look, this is the problem, Brady. You've got a quote for that. I've got a quote for this. It's just not a very well-written book. Give me some clarity on this. One thing will say, oh, we're all chosen. One thing's, oh, the Jews
well, that's what
chosen.
The sequel was for, right? The
well, the
second
first
one
was just mean. The first
yeah.
one
yeah,
was
he came down and said it's up to you.
Well, maybe they need to clarify again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you
all
can all be chosen.
Believe, right. If you believe in me, then...
Right. But doesn't that, like you have to, like the Jews are the chosen ones by him naturally. You guys can all follow along, even though you're not currently chosen. You can sign up. Over here to the left, you can sign up to be chosen. Otherwise, unchosen. That would have been real easy. Everybody to the right, chosen. If you're already a Jew, you're in. It's a free membership, legacy. Chosen people sign up to the right, unchosen's to the left. And that pretty much sums up what we're doing here. All the stuff in the middle that causes DeSean Jackson to not be able to work anymore? For God's sakes.
It helps with lines.
You know, I guess. It keeps the
crowd control.
Keeps the queue shorter.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what Jesus' biggest goal was. Shorter lines. I like that. the first book caused so many lines. Like, geez, Dad, you got to... Dad, I'm going to go down there and take over the business. We're going to shut these lines. I'm going to start a new checkout system like Target has. Some self-checkout, some good stuff. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up! 98 KUPD.
Oh my gosh. Shut the front door.